The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics of the day and the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense and just the right amount of sarcasm by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Friday, June 17th, and I want to welcome you to the show. And we are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. And we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on LinkedIn, you can find me on Twitter, True Social, TikTok, and all those other social media sites by searching Larry Steinhaus. We also now have a TikTok for Money Chat Now, so you might want to check that out as well. Also, a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the share button right now, everybody. Hit that share button. And, of course, like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook, and you can comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. Hey, real quick, a couple of people saying hi already. We have Karen and James and Glenn. Thanks so much, guys. I totally appreciate you watching. All right. By the way, also, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on my dashboard. So please go to the Money Chat Now fan page, click like, and comment from there. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class next Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing, stock options trading, saving money in taxes, I don't know, anything that has to do with money, I'm teaching it. All right, on today's show, let's talk about a little bit about what's going on. So I'm going to talk about yesterday's recap. I'm going to be talking about what a recession means to you. That'd be very interesting. I'm going to talk about Twitter and Musk, and of course, today's picks and plays. All right, let's get into it real quick. We also have a couple other people joining us. We got Jose out there, and it looks like Glenn out there. Thanks, guys. I totally appreciate you guys watching. All right, let's talk about the recap and what happened yesterday. Ugh, wow, I got to tell you, the market is getting frightening. It's so bad that it's actually worse than the days of the coronavirus. The Bidenovirus is currently wreaking havoc, and inflation is so bad that no one knows how to get it under control. Obviously, the fear of recession continues, but it's more than that. With the shortages of things like baby formula and parts for cars, the question is what will be next? By the way, I have a theory. It'll be oil. I really do. Think about this. Remember when Biden stole the reserve supply of oil that was for emergency use only and used it to lower gas prices? Well, that oil needs to be replaced, and if other countries decide not to sell it to us, we're screwed. But getting back to Bidenovirus, the Dow finished below 30,000, which is a really bad thing, and it also reached, of course, the 52-week low, which now makes everything unpredictable. I hate 52-week lows. They always cause me great pain. And as I've said before in the past, the Dow will go down to 28,000 soon and probably will range between 26 and 28,000 when it finally settles, and I'm going to say about 6 to 9 months from now. Breaking records ain't going to happen anymore, probably for 3 to 5 years. So we probably won't see any record breaking for 3 to 5 years. All stocks will be in new ranges, and you just need to get used to it. It's not a big deal. Just get used to it. Data out Thursday indicated that dramatic slowdown in economic activity, including housing starts, dropping by 14% in May, much deeper than the 2.6% decline expected by economists polled by Dow Jones. So they expected 2.6% and it dropped 14%. Yikes! The Philadelphia Fed Business Index for June came in with a negative 3.3 reading. It's the first contraction since May 2020. Home Depot, Intel, Walgreens, JP Morgan, 3M, and American Express all hit 52-week lows as well, amid growing recession fears, while tech shares dropped after a bounce on Wednesday. Amazon, Apple, Netflix all sank around 4%. Tesla and NVIDIA dropped more than 8.5% and 4.6%. And oh my God, the travel stocks are being decimated. Carnival Cruise Lines is now lower than it was in the heart of this scamdemic. It hasn't been this low since 1994. 1994! That's insane. The company has grown tremendously since 1994, and the revenue has well. I know I just need to hold on, and I'll be rescued in time, but damn. Even Royal Caribbean fell to 35. That's nuts. The stock was over 140 before the scandemic and reached over 100 in the past 6 months. These are going to be some serious buy and hold stocks for the future. By the way, buy them, hold them, put them in a drawer, forget about them. Tesla moved down to about 630 as well. And don't forget that Musk is looking to split the stock 3-1, and that would make this about 200. Apple, Meta, and everything else is also trashed. When will it end? I honestly don't know. But the most likely thing will be in November, when and if the country turns red. But the Democrats continue to have control of the House, and the Bidena virus continues to run rampant through the country. It's just going to keep going down. So during the coronavirus, the S&P dropped to a maximum of 600 points from the high. So think about this. During the coronavirus, the S&P dropped a maximum of 600 points from the high. So far, we are now down 1,000 points from the high with the Bidena virus. That's really bad. All right, do I have any good news? Yeah, not really. But let's take a look at the futures and see if we can put something together out of this. Right now, we have the Dow up 229 points. We have the S&P up 42, and we have the NASDAQ up 180. Ugh. All right, real quick, before I get into the next topic, I want to say hello to quite a few people who joined us online while we were here. It looks like we have Ken and Rob and Seth, and we have Ryan and Tom and another Tom and Peter and Jose. And Joe and Charles. All right, let's get into this. I want to talk about what a recession means to you. And if you guys are paying attention, I might suggest that you really pay attention to this because this is going to be interesting. All right, yesterday I had a segment on the show yesterday, and I talked about the raising of interest rates. And on that segment, I discussed the reality of the current interest rate increase and how it might affect your life. Look, if you haven't seen it, go back and watch the video. It's entitled, "Are You Ready for the Interest Rate Increase?" In the video, I mentioned the probability of a recession. But let's talk about how you should prepare for recession and if and when it happens. First of all, I want to define the term recession. The definition, according to Oxford Dictionary, is this. A recession is defined as a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two successive quarters. All right, I want to dig deeper into that definition for you so you can have a better understanding of that definition. The first part, a period of temporary economic decline. That's right. This should give everyone hope during a recession. It's temporary, all right? In fact, the next part says it's defined by two successive quarters of a fall in GDP. So GDP, which is gross domestic product, is also defined by Oxford as a measurement of the monetary value of final goods and services. That is, those are bought by the final user. All right, don't you hate it when you have to define the definition? Let me explain. GDP can be calculated by adding up all the money spent by consumers, businesses, and the government in a given period. And basically what happens when consumers are spending money, the GDP goes up. When they slow their spending, GDP goes down. Makes sense, right? So GDP is measured by components of demand supply and demand, and divided into four main parts: consumer spending, business spending, government spending on goods, and spending on net exports. Of course, spending can be determined by not only the amount of available money in the average consumer, but it also can be determined by the confidence of the average consumer. So that may mean that some people have lots of money, but they may be afraid to spend it. So for the most part, the GDP average, which became a measurement of supply and demand, has hovered in the 1.5% to 2.5% range. So it's measured 1.5%, 2.5%, that's normal. And it's been measured that throughout many years. This means that demand is just slightly higher than supply, which is great. This is considered a healthy range. An example of an unhealthy number would be like in 2009, when GDP was negative 2.5%. In 2020, during the scamdemic, the GDP fell to its lowest point ever at negative 3.49%. These numbers are annual numbers, the ones I just gave you, and not quarterly numbers. And remember that the definition of a recession is two quarters with negative GDP. Now you're beginning to understand the reality of what is called a recession and how it really isn't all that bad. All right, the problem with words like recession is that it creates bad visions of an economy and the fear of a depression. Now, let me define a depression for you. As I said before, a recession is defined as 2 quarters of negative GDP. A depression is defined as a severe and long-lasting series of negative GDP. In history, there was only one technical depression, and that was the Great Depression of 1929. We did not have a depression in 2008. We had what many called a Great Recession. You all remember that time, so let me compare that to the Great Depression. The GDP in the Great Recession of 2008-2009 dropped a total of 4.3% from 2007 to 2009. So the GDP dropped 4.3% from 2007 to 2009, and it turned out to be a negative GDP, as I said before, 2.5%. So it was negative 2.5%. In the Great Depression, listen up, the GDP dropped 30% to negative 26.7. Wow. Now that you have some perspective, let's talk about the upcoming recession. Remember that the definition is simply defined as 2 consecutive quarters of negative growth. So even if the GDP is negative 0.01 for 2 quarters in a row, we will be in a recession by definition. So to expect negative GDP in within the next 2 quarters is highly reasonable. Why? Because if you think about the Fed raising interest rates quickly and the negative press on the matter, and add in the sensationalism of a recession, you know, oh my God, we're going into recession, you get the makings of negative GDP. Like I've been saying, it's going to become a self-fulfilled prophecy. Now that you know it's coming, what can you do about it? Well, there are simple steps. And the first one, and the most important one, is don't panic. If you remember, by definition, it's temporary. It'll pass, and it's going to pass quickly in hindsight and slowly in foresight. That means while it's happening, you may feel the pressure to make bad decisions, but if you stick out the good decisions, you're going to come out of it in a really good shape. Here are some good decisions versus bad decisions. Good decisions is think long-term with your investments. Don't buy investments expecting they're going to go up in the next 2 or 3 months. They may not. Buy investments that look to go up over the next few years. Look for real estate and look for very low-priced value stocks. Real estate has proven a track record over years and always goes up over time. I know you're wondering if you should wait or buy, but the answer is both. When I buy real estate as an investment, I buy real estate, I want a return on my money right away in the form of rent. If the rent pays my expenses and I make a profit on top, I consider it a good play. I don't care how much I pay for the real estate. I know the property value may go up just in time, so it really doesn't matter. Stocks are also a good play to buy and hold in long term. Look for some stocks that have good track records in the past. Not speculation stocks like cannabis or other fad stocks or Netflix and Tesla. Stay away from those. Look for good long-term business models that never fail. They could be communication stocks like AT&T. Believe it or not, travel stocks like cruise lines. Cruise ships will be sailing 10 years from now, and the cruise industry will drop and pop in that time. Look for manufacturing stocks and read the charts and see how they did in the past. Also have cash and or credit available and ready to deploy into these investments. For you guys who have a 401k plan, start loading up on it. I know you're looking at your 401k statements and crying, but now is the time to put more money in it. Increase it to the max if you can. You could put in $19,500 a year or $26,000, I believe, if you're over 50. Put it in as much as you can, or at least increase it to the few extra percentages. You won't even notice it. If you're really afraid of a financial downturn in your personal life and you want to protect yourself, find places to hide money from the courts and the IRS, right? The best places for this is IRAs, Roth IRAs, and traditional IRAs, and whole life insurance. I could probably do an entire segment on the benefits of these, and I often teach them in my class, but just know that they're protected from bankruptcy and most lawsuits. Finally, for you zombie apocalypse-fearing people, and you know who you are, silver, gold, and yes, ammo are things you should collect. If everything goes to hell in a handbasket, you can use these commodities to exchange for goods and services that other forms of currencies may not be able to buy any longer. These are the takeaways I want to leave you with. Most important one is don't panic. Things also get better, and they never get as bad as you think they are. Do what your mother said and save for a rainy day. Just know how to save properly. Don't put your money in a bank. Get good investments, and finally, stop listening to the media. It's never been as bad as they say it is. If you're still worried or need some help understanding all this, you can even reach out to me. Just if you want to go to contactlarry.com, contactlarry.com, and you can get my contact information there, or just come to Investor Schooling and learn more about money and the reality of money. All right, it's been a long segment, so let's take a break right here.
Okay, so you thought about buying and selling real estate. You thought about investing in the stock market, but don't know where to start. Well, what if you could find a place to unlock strategies to master both real estate and the stock market, all without the headache? That place is Investor Schooling, hosted by Larry Steinhaus, an expert in real estate, financial literacy, and the ins and outs of the stock market. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate, and you will learn mastery of stock techniques such as options and covered calls. You will even get a chance to ask one of your burning questions to the stock options sultan, the master of picks and plays. Call 866-424-2829 for free information and receive a complimentary pass to attend classes or register online at investorschooling.com. Don't delay. These passes are limited. So what are you waiting for? Call 866-424-2829. That's 866-424-2829. Or visit investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button, hit that like button, and help your friends learn about how you can make more money. A couple of people liked that last segment. Somebody asked me online if we're currently in a recession. The answer is no, because he's saying that, hey, if the data needs to come out next quarter about this quarter, then aren't we technically in a recession? The answer is no, only because, you know, we have to have 2 quarters in a row. So, yes, I would imagine that this quarter will probably have negative GDP, but the next quarter has to have negative GDP also in order for us to be in a recession technically. So we're not technically in a recession. All right. By the way, everybody hit that like button, hit that share button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And, of course, I'll try to respond to them live as well. All right. Hey, it looks like Jody is also saying hi out there. Hey, Jody, thanks so much. And Charles. And it looks like Peter joined us. And, boy, a whole bunch of people joined us. Tommy, thank you, guys. I totally appreciate you guys. Hope you're enjoying the show. All right. So far we've been talking about yesterday's recap, and we'll talk about the Dow right now is still up 194, the futures, that is. The S&P is up 37, and the NASDAQ is up 160. All right, what does a recession mean to you? If you missed that segment, go back. Definitely watch that. Definitely share that with your friends. Let them understand it. And coming up, we have Elon Musk, that is. And, of course, today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that share button yet? Did you guys hit that like button? Hit the share button. Hit the like button. Let me know you're watching. Let me know you're enjoying the show. And, of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30 and look up Money Chat Now when you get home. And, by the way, if you haven't ordered my book yet, go order my book. Order my book called Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus, of course, and you can get it on Kindle or Nook right now, and you can get the physical book, and if you order it right now, it'll come in about 4 weeks. All right, I want to talk real quick about Twitter and Musk. And the question is Elon Musk really buying Twitter? It's been a debate for the past few months after Musk offered $54.20 a share to buy the company. The stock has fallen to $37 a share since some of the doubts of Musk have surfaced. Of course, one of the biggest problems was the bot issue. Elon Musk complained that much more of a percentage of the claimed user base are not real. So he has asked for data on the information, and we're waiting for guidance on this. So we'll see whether he gets what he wants or not. Anyway, yesterday we did see a glimmer of hope that Musk will be buying Twitter when he held an all-hands-on-deck meeting with the employees. So the meeting of the employees, they were basically given the opportunity to submit questions to Musk. Many of the questions revolved around workplace policies and free speech. I can think of it as the snowflakes going, can we work from home? Are we going to have to listen to people liking Trump? Anyway, Musk was asked why Twitter. Actually, that was one of the questions. Why Twitter? And his answer was, I love Twitter. I learn a lot from what I learn on Twitter. It's a great way to get the message out, is what he said. Some people, he says, some people use their hair to express themselves. I use Twitter. I'm just thinking about all the green and purple and pink people hair right now. As far as the free speech issue goes, Musk has openly said that restrictions on free speech are unacceptable. This was the main reason he wants to buy Twitter. He covered other issues like how he really doesn't care about the title CEO. He also talked about his views on working from home after this was made clear about a week ago when he referred to people who work from home as pretending to work. So he basically says you can go pretend to work for someone else, which I thought was brilliant. Anyway, he continued about building the platform and making it better. When he was finished, many of the employees' reactions, according to a source, were negative in nature. So basically all the employees went home and complained. Bottom line, I believe this move yesterday by Musk is signaling that he is indeed going to buy Twitter, and there will be some pain at the company when he does. Oh, those poor snowflakes. But in the end, Twitter may become a better and more friendly platform. As far as buying Twitter stock, I have some, and I've been selling the covered calls, by the way, and I think it's a really good play. No matter what he does, I make money on the stock that way. I'm estimating the chance of the deal going through to be about 75%, and this includes the fact that Musk may have a harder time finding investors now that many have lost trillions in net worth with the stock market dropping. All right, let's take a break, and I'm going to come back and tell you a little bit about what my picks and the plays are for today.
Hi, I'm Larry Steinus, and I've written a book called Money Hacks. The subtitle to this book is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong, and I promise you there are things you think about money that are wrong. There are chapters in this book that I think you will find absolutely fascinating, and some of them are, what is money anyway? Can money buy happiness? I'll bet you don't know the answer to that question. The truth about credit scores, how you can actually use credit cards to rebuild your credit. I also have chapters on being your own bank, how to buy houses with an IRA, and how to invest with other people's money. There are so many other chapters. There are 22 total chapters in this book, and I promise you're going to learn how to make more money and pay less taxes when you buy this book. My name is Larry Steinhaus. The name of the book is Money Hacks. You can get this book wherever fine books are sold, and you can go to BarnesandNoble.com right now and pre-order it. I hope that you will enjoy it.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. Hey, did you guys order the book yet? Come on, order the book before the recession comes and you can't afford it. Just kidding. All right, but what are you waiting for? Go order the book. Go to BarnesandNoble.com and order right now. Hey, of course, we're going to get into it in a little while, but again, the futures are up right now. The futures are up 224. The S&P is up 40, and the NASDAQ is up 172, and we'll get a final count on that in a couple of minutes. Also, we talked about what a recession means to you. If you didn't hear that, if you're coming in late, go back and listen to it again. We talked about Twitter and Musk and how I feel it'll probably be a 75% chance that Musk does buy it. So I do like the play. Coming up, of course, we have today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button? Come on, I got a couple of other people who joined us. We got Jonathan and Mary. Hit that share button. Hit that like button. Let everyone know what great stock picks are going to be coming and share the information. And you could share it on your page or in groups. So all you do is click that share button, scroll down, hit groups, and share it in some groups. You can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world and what's going to happen today, because we need to know, right? All right, so the analogy of the hot stove rule will be pretty prominent today. So basically what will happen is investors will try to get back into their favorite stocks, but like the hot stove, they're very burnt. But they do know that in order to eat, they have to light the stove again and they have to cook their meals. It'll be a slow start, but we might have some traction today. I often find that when I really submit and finally say, oh, well, I just lost all the money, I've had enough, is when the market starts a rebound. I kind of hope that follows suit today, because yesterday I was at that point. I said, I'm done. I'm done. I just can't stand it anymore. By the way, earnings season is around the corner, but Wall Street isn't talking much about it yet. usually when the sentiment is this low, the earnings estimates are usually predicted to be low. The good news is that low earnings estimates usually get beat. The big question will be guidance. Next week, we're going to have my favorite, Carnival Cruise Lines, reporting earnings, and we already know that the earnings report is going to be great. It's going to be great because they've been booking cruises like crazy. But it will mostly be about the guidance and if they feel the cruise industry will be hurt by the upcoming recession. This is why I like these as long-term plays. People will always go on cruises, and the cruise industry will always grow strong. Look, if things get back to some normalcy, next week we should start to show some growth in the market. So just see that. Pick some of your favorites and go for it. I like Apple, I like Meta, and they're still some of my favorites, so go for it. All right, let's take a final look at the Dow, and let's talk about what's going on. Right now, the Dow is up 181, the S&P is up 34, and the NASDAQ is up 152. These would be great numbers if we didn't have such a destruction this week, but who knows? All right, let's talk about crypto. Bitcoin is about 21,000 again, and as I said before, it might go up one more time to 28,000, but I don't know. I don't trust it. I'd run. Ethereum is about 1,000, and I'm going to expect it to go to 600 shortly. So once again, be careful with this because it's not great stuff. I've been talking about it all week, how crypto did not become what it was supposed to become, mostly because of greedy programmers who created their own cryptos. All right, gold and silver and the precious metals, they're basically holding their own. Gold and silver haven't moved much at all. You know, gold is still about 1850 and silver is still about 21, 21 and a half. So nothing really happening there. The treasury bonds are still below 3.5, but not for long. Look, when the treasury bond hits 3.5, boom, everything's going to explode again because Wall Street has their psycho thing going on. Oh, no, the treasury bond is 3.5%. Enough already. You know, you guys are bigger snowflakes than the Democrats. Stop it already. All right, oil is also moving down, and it's around 118, and average gas price moved down for the first time in a week. It moved down a whole cent to $5 a gallon. So once again, let's all say it together. 1, 2, 3. Let's go, Brandon. All right. Hey, I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And I want to thank you for your continued support. I hope you're enjoying the show. Please reach out and let me know. And, of course, I want to say hello to everybody online. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now, and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. Hey, make it a great weekend and make it a profitable day.